You can use Dr. Earth to fertilize your fruit trees or your ornamental trees, but before we put them in the ground, there's some things that we all need to be very, very aware of in order to do it correctly. Anybody can just grab a tree, dig a hole, throw it in the ground, but it may or it most likely will not be very successful if you're intending it to go long term.
And one thing we don't talk about often is the importance of calling Digger's Hotline where you are, whether you're planting a tree, you're starting a new garden, you're planting a hedge, whatever. You want to call Digger's Hotline. And the reason is that you don't know what's underneath your ground. You may have lived in that location for 30 years and had a garden in the same spot for that amount of time, you decide to put a tree in your front yard, you don't know what's there. So even if you think you know, you don't know.
And Digger's
Hotline can definitely help
is
you
what's here in the Wisconsin area, Pennsylvania, Southeast Michigan, Southern California. You all have your own individual underground utility marking company or organization. So that is the law that you have to get that marked because they don't take kindly to, oh, I'm sorry, I dug that up, or I wrapped that around, or I cut that. They don't think
right.
that's...
Or you hit something with your shovel and...
So we want to be aware of that, because we didn't realize how much stuff was under our front yard whenever we had the yard marked for our front yard garden.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like, you know, just red lines and green lines and yellow. All kinds of stuff.
So on the opposite end of that, you want to look up. So you want to look for power lines and whatever else that could be.
The reason with power lines is number one. Number two is how big is the canopy going to be at maturity, and what is that potentially going to grow into? Is it going to grow into the side of the house, neighbor's house, neighbor's business? What's the end result going to be? Is it going to trace over your property into their property? So we want to look up and be very aware of what the end result, just like when we plant vegetables, how much space in between each plant, how big is that mature plant going to be, and how much space do we need? Same thing with the tree. Just because it's cute and little now, just like a puppy or a kid, they get big and take up a lot more space.
Right. So that's something to think about. If you're growing a fruit tree, you can always tap it or prune it, and that's something you want to know as well,
which is important and really beneficial, because fruit trees, we've got a pear tree on our property that was there before we got there. It's probably about 30 years old. It's 50 foot tall, and when the fruit falls from the top portions of the tree, there's nothing to save it. It just smashes on the ground. If you top cut or top prune your tree, you can keep it very compactable, and that's what orchards do as well, so you can easily access to the fruit, and it doesn't fall to the ground. You can harvest it, and you can utilize every aspect of that tree, what it provides you.
Right. Stuff is something to think about. Plant in native soil. So we're going to kind of talk about how you plant a tree properly. The first thing is that when you plant this, you want to dig your hole, and you want to dig your hole probably about twice the size of the root ball that you're planting. And I actually work in the city of Milwaukee, and I was watching at my office, the Department of Public Works people plant trees, and they did it very properly. They dug the hole twice as big, and they did all of these things here. So that's definitely really good. But so you want to plant native soil. So what we're saying is that you dig the hole twice as big, and you don't want to try to backfill it with compost.
100%. No, don't do that. You want to cut the netting off of the tree, the burlap and or the metal woven wire that is typically wrapped or most times wrapped around this tree. If it's in a container, it can be root bound, so you want to, and that means the roots are wrapped around and continue to wrap around. You want to tease those out.
Yeah,
if you break some, it's okay.
Yeah, you can take like a shovel if you need to and kind of
bend them out.
Yeah, bend them out, kind of not really chop them, but take the shovel and kind of twist it around and stuff so you release those roots.
Now, why wouldn't you want to plant in 100% compost? It's good, rich soil. Yes, it is. The problem being is if you backfill that hole with 100% compost, that tree will never send out runner roots. It will stay right where it's at because all the nutrients that tree needs is right in that hole in which you provided for it. The problem with that is once that tree gets to a certain height or gets higher and puts a canopy on, leaves are very heavy. We get a lot of wind. Everybody gets wind. Whenever that wind occurs, if that tree has not put out foundational roots, it's going to topple over. And it's just going to top right over, and the root ball is going to pop out because there's no strength or structure for that root system to hold itself in the ground.
Right. So, yeah, that's why you want to do that. Now, when you stake it, okay, so imagine, if you will, that your fist is your root ball of your tree, and you want to put the stakes on the outside. You don't want, so if you hold your fist up, you don't want to drive the stakes into your knuckles. You want to go outside of what your fist would be, planted in the ground, and you want to plant your stakes outside of that root ball. And that way it allows for, if you need to stake the tree, a lot of times you don't have to, but if you need to stake the tree, it allows for those stakes to be supportive still, but it's not being driven into.
And you can get remove them.
Yeah, you can remove them, that too.
And you don't want to tie it down.
No, you want to use like...
Very loose.
Loose, very loose. And that's what's important. You don't want to tighten your tree down so that it can't move. You want it to move a little bit, but if you need to stake it, then at least it has some support.
And really, you do not need to stake trees. That really is kind of a concept that is no longer necessary, because trees have to be strong on their own. If you stake it and stake it too tightly, that tree is relying on the stakes and becomes very weak when you remove those straps or wires or strings, and it doesn't have the ability to support itself. Watering, we want to water regularly for first couple of weeks until the tree gets established. Even with native rain, we want to get the tree plenty of water. If you're getting a bare root tree or you're getting a tree that's in a container, we want to hydrate that tree or any tree, hydrate it before it goes in the ground, especially bare roots. Let them soak in water.
Native rain.
let them soak in water, a bare root tree, for 6-8 hours.
Do people bring in rain from other sources?
You have no idea what some people do.
That's true. You also want to...
Fruit trees might need a second pollinator. Some fruit trees are self-pollinating. Some fruit trees are required or do need by nature a second tree in order to pollinate the fruit. So be aware of what you're selecting.
One thing I want to mention is that a lot of people mulch around their trees,
yes,
which is fine, but you don't want to mulch what's called volcano mulch, where it looks like the tree is the top of
the
volcano.
It's 3 foot up the...
You want to leave like a little trunk. Well around the tree. You can still mulch, but leave a well around the tree.
A trench.
Like a trench, yeah.
To capture the water so it's not running off. Make sure you can grow that tree in your area. Yes, there are places you can buy trees from anywhere in the country and have them shipped to your place. Some garden centers will sell tropical trees for indoor growth, growing capabilities. But make sure it will grow in your area. Just because it can grow in zone 4, or let's say the tree can grow successfully in zone 6, that doesn't necessarily mean it can grow successfully in zone 4. There are some trees, hardy varieties. Many varieties are hardy in different zones based on the type of plant or tree that you're getting. So keep aware of that. If you want a peach tree, you might be able to find one that's a hardy enough peach tree that will grow in your particular area.
And then think about your tree intentions. Do you want a shade tree? Do you want a beautiful budding tree? Do you want a fruit tree? Think about why you're growing that tree, why you want to grow that tree, and realize that you're going to have that tree there for a long time.
Probably going to outlive you. So be aware, if you get a tree that outlives you, what that's going to look like. So keep that in mind. So planting trees, we encourage it based on the situation and conditions that you want and the intentions that you have.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.